Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, April 10, 2022, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we have just noted in verse 12 that Abraham and the father of circumcision, the father of those who are circumcised, that is, the Jewish people. At the time that Paul is writing, for the most part, Jews were circumcised and Gentiles were not. And unfortunately, and at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, the religious leaders of Israel were not even saved. They thought they were experts in the Old Testament scriptures. They thought they were experts in the Mosaic law. But unfortunately, all that they did was take the Old Testament scriptures and the Mosaic law and distort it into false gospel, salvation by works. And they were not even saved themselves. And as a result, they could not even see the Messiah when he was right there with them. They couldn't see the Son of God, the Redeemer, the Anointed One, the only Savior. And all throughout the Old Testament scriptures, through the Torah, the law, through the Nevi'im, the prophets, through the Ketuvim, the writings. In the writings, you have the major book is the Psalms. All throughout the Old Testament, who is presented? Christ. 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 All throughout the Old Testament scriptures. And the religious leaders of Israel could not even see him. In fact, they not only could not see him, they hated him. And they wanted to kill him. And that's why Jesus said, you are like your father the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. And they wanted Christ killed, the crucifixion. And Jesus Christ was crucified, all according to the perfect plan, the incarnation plan of the Father, and Operation Grace, and in the process provide salvation for the whole world. So in Christ's day, the religious leaders couldn't see him. In Paul's day, the religious leaders still were bound in legalism, a false gospel. And they were trying to make all the Gentiles into Jews. Like Titus, they were demanding that Titus be circumcised. Titus was a Gentile, and they were demanding he has to be circumcised to be saved. And they were teaching that, Acts 15, verse 1. So was the Apostle Paul, under the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, is writing Romans. He had Paul write this fantastic chapter on salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. Justification by faith. Not justification by circumcision, but justification by faith in Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul loved to use Abraham as the example. Because Abraham was saved as a Gentile. So he loved to use Abraham to communicate Abraham was justified by faith as a Gentile. And he didn't even become a Jew at least 25 years later, at the age of 99, when he was circumcised, which was a miracle and a sign that he had now reached spiritual maturity. So Paul loved to communicate the gospel, and the illustration he loved to use was Abraham, and he's written this fantastic chapter, Romans chapter 4. So we have in verse 12, and the father of circumcision, the father of those who are circumcised, the Jews. And you have 7 points. We stopped. 1, Abraham's circumcision at the age of 99 in the status of spiritual maturity was a semeion. We keep happy birthday again, Saul. You got your... And by the way, we're going to be seeing this word next Sunday. It's a very powerful, powerful word on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. S-long-e-m-e-i-o-n. Semeion. Miracle. You see, the Jews were kept asking Jesus, show us a miracle. Show us the sign. Show us the sign. Give us the sign. Well, Jesus Christ did miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle, and it didn't mean anything to them anyway. They still hated him and despised him and wanted to kill him. But he finally got to the point where he said, I'll only show you one sign. You kill me. You crucify me, and 3 days later, I will rise from the grave. That's the only sign I'm going to give to you. The sign of his resurrection. And that's semeion. Miracle. The miracle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we will be seeing semeion in great detail next Sunday. Abraham's circumcision at the age of 99 in the status of spiritual maturity was a semeion, a miracle. 2, the miracle was in 2 parts. Gentile Abraham became a new racial species. He became a Jew. He had been a Gentile all up until that time at the age of 99. At the moment he was circumcised, he became a new racial species, the Jew. The Gentile became a Jew. He was saved as a Gentile. Sexually dead Abraham became sexually alive Abraham. So 3, first of all, when it says that Abraham is the father of circumcision, it means Abraham is the father of the Jewish race. And the Jewish people always loved to mention this. They always look back to Father Abraham. Yes, he is the father of the Jewish race. 4, Abraham is the father of circumcision to all his circumcised descendants, the Jews. But point 5, secondly, Abraham is the father of circumcision to all Jews who, like Abraham, receive God's imputed righteousness by means of faith in Christ. 6, they stand in the footprints of Abraham when, like him, they believe in Christ and are justified by faith. 7, so Abraham has a double fatherhood. In this passage, in this verse, a double fatherhood. Now, if you had the Greek text in front of you, you would say, yes, I see it. Well, maybe not. The double category is indicated in the Greek text by the dative plural of the definite article in front of each category. So, the dative plural tois. See, it looks like that in the Greek and in the English. That's the dative plural. That's in front of each category. We have tois ouk ek peritomes manon. That's the first category. To those who are not only of the circumcision. That's the first category. That's the physical prototype of Abraham. And then the second category is in this verse. Tois stoikousen pisteos to patras hemon Avraam, to those who also follow in the steps of our father Abraham, which he had while uncircumcised. That's the second category, spiritual prototype. So in this verse, Abraham is seen, is presented as the physical prototype of all Jews and the spiritual prototype of all Jews who are justified by faith in Christ. So, point 8, the double category is indicated in the Greek text by articles. The dative plural is a definite article in front of each category. 9, the Apostle Paul often appealed to the case of Abraham when urging his Jewish hearers to be justified by faith in Christ. The Apostle Paul often appealed to the case of Abraham when urging his Jewish hearers to be justified by faith in Christ. 10, to be the physical descendant of Abraham only means no salvation. To be the physical descendant of Abraham, yes. All the Jewish people go, Father Abraham, he was the beginning of the Jewish race. But if that's all you are, you have no salvation at all. I feel so sorry. If that's all you have, and you've never learned the grace of God as presented in Avram, in Genesis 15:6. A Gentile, an Ur of the Chaldees, who placed his faith in Jesus Christ and was imputed with the righteousness from God. So to be the physical descendant of Abraham only means no salvation. 11, to be the spiritual descendant of Abraham, justification by faith in Christ, means eternal salvation. So to be the physical descendant of Abraham only means no salvation. To be the spiritual descendant of Abraham, justification by faith in Christ, is eternal salvation. So the corrected translation, and the father of circumcision, the father of those who are circumcised, the Jews. And there's two categories, physical prototype and spiritual prototype. So let's take category number 1, physical prototype. To them who are not of the circumcision only. Category number 1, the physical prototype. This is the dative plural of the definite article, tois. The objective negative ouk with the neuter of the adjective manos plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular peritome. The dative plural of the definite article tois, which we have right there, T-O-I-S, it functions as a relative pronoun. It's correctly translated to the ones who are. To the ones who are, and then ouk manos. When you have this, the neuter of the adjective manos actually functions as an adverb. And when you have ouk plus the neuter of manos, is correctly translated not only. Not only. To the ones who are not only, and then the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular peritome, of the circumcision, the Jews. So the corrected translation, to the ones who are not only of the circumcision, the Jews. To the ones who are not only of the circumcision, the Jews. Category number one, physical prototype. Yes, Father Abraham is the physical prototype of the Jewish people. All the descendants from Abraham are Jews. One, Abraham is the father of the Jewish race. Yes, that is absolutely true. And the Jewish people take great pride in that. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that you need to take great pride in seeing he is the illustration of eternal salvation for Jews and Gentiles alike, for the whole world. Only one way. When Debbie, by the way, when I mentioned Debbie having the surgery, that was many, many moons ago, many years ago. And there was a Jewish doctor that was with her and explaining to her all of that had to be done. And Debbie had such a fantastic testimony to that Jewish doctor. It blew him away. It blew him away. And he called and asked if he could come to the church. Come to Upland Bible Church. And he had to talk to me. I said, sure, you can come and talk to me. So it's just him and me, just the two of us. We go back in the game room back here and sit down. And then he starts whispering, just the two of us, do you believe Jesus is the Messiah? Yes, I do. And then he looks around and he says, I believe Jesus is the Messiah too, but I can't tell my family or they'll disown me. I said, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the only Savior. He's the Anointed One. All throughout the Old Testament Scriptures, it tells about the Anointed One, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, who would come and solve mankind's problem of sin. He said, I just watched your wife. She was so, had this great inner happiness, inner peace, over everything I was telling her that we needed to do. And I said, well, that's because she's a Christian. She believes in Jesus Christ as her Savior. She believes that Christ died for all of her sins on the cross. That's why the Messiah came, to solve mankind's problem of sin. You say, you believe Jesus is the Messiah. That means you understand while he was on the cross, all of your sins were poured out on him and judged. And if you simply believe in him, that he paid the penalty for all your sins once and for all, he gives to you his righteousness, he gives to you eternal life. You will live with him forever and ever and ever. And as for your family, tell them the good news. Tell your mom and dad the good news. Don't you want them to be in heaven? I wanted my parents to be in heaven. I wanted my brothers and sisters to be in heaven. Tell them the good news. They might react and throw you out and disown you, but treat them in grace. And every time you get an opportunity, you give them grace, the grace gospel, because you love them. You want to see them in heaven. You don't want to see them in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever under condemnation and judgment. The lake of fire is eternal. Heaven is eternal. The lake of fire is eternal. But you love your family. I know you love your mom and dad. So you tell them the good news. But that was, I thought, how cool is that? Here I am, pastor of Upland Bible Church, and here's a Jew coming in. He had the question, but why did he come in? Because of the testimony Debbie had to him. He was blown away. Couldn't believe how her happiness, her inner peace. But I got a kick out of just two of us in here. Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Yes! Oh, I didn't know. Yes, I do. And I believe he's the only Savior. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. He is the Redeemer. He solved mankind's problem of sin. And it was him and only him and no one else. Only the eternal Son of God who became true humanity to solve mankind's problem of sin. So Abraham is the father of the Jewish race. Two, the circumcision of Abraham at the age of 99 was a semion. A miracle. Because Gentile Abraham became a new racial species, a Jew. So the circumcision of Abraham at the age of 99 was a semion, a miracle, because Gentile Abraham became a new racial species, a Jew. Three, all Jews are descendants of Father Abraham. All Jews are descendants of Father Abraham. Four, Abraham is the physical prototype of all those who are Jews. He is the physical prototype of all Jews. However, point five, if you are only the physical descendant of Abraham, you have no salvation. If you are only the physical descendant of Abraham, you have no salvation. So we have so far, verse 12, and the father of circumcision to the ones who are not only of the circumcision, the Jews, but now category number two, the spiritual prototype, but who also walk in the steps of that faith. This is the conjunction Allah with the conjunction Chi, plus the articular present active participle of stoikewo, plus the dative plural of ichnas with the definite article, and the genitive singular of pistis with the definite article. Ah, here is beautiful Greek, if I can get over here to the overhead. Okay. Here you go. It was just too much to try to get that the whole thing on there and the other, so I just put twice up there. They're pretty good, huh? Uk manon. And then we have alakai. This is O-U-K-M-O-N-O-N. That's the neuter of Manoth. And then A-L-L-A U-K-A-I. Uk manon ala kai. Beautiful Greek. You translate it, not only, but also. Not only, but also. It separates category number one, the physical prototype, with category number two, the spiritual prototype. See? Beautiful. And the Greek just shouts at you, lights blinking on and off. You know, like when you see, go down the Las Vegas Strip and you see Jesus saves. No, you don't see that. So it's uk manon ala kai, not only but also. It separates category one, physical prototype, with category two, spiritual prototype. And then the verb stoikeo. That's S-T-O-I-C-H-E, long O, stoikeo. Stoikeo, originally this was a military term, and it meant to be drawn up in line for battle. It meant to advance in rank. It meant to march. So this was originally a military term in the ancient world. In the Bible, it's only used figuratively, and it means to be in line with, to stand beside, to hold to agree with, to follow. And probably the best translation here is to follow. In Romans 4:12, it means to follow in Abraham's footsteps. To follow in Abraham's footsteps. Ichnos. I-C-H-N-O-S. Ichnos. Ichnos literally means a footprint. In the Bible, it's only used figuratively to walk in the footsteps of someone, to stand in the footsteps of someone. And then the genitive singular of pistis is of the faith. But the ones who also follow in the footsteps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. So this is the spiritual prototype. But the ones who also follow in the footsteps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had while being uncircumcised. He was saved as an uncircumcised Gentile by faith in Jesus Christ. This is the genitive singular of pater with a definite article, plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego, plus the proper noun Avraham, plus the prepositional phrase, and plus the dative singular of akrobustia. Pater, father. The personal pronoun ego, our father. Paul is addressing the Jews. Avraham, Abraham, one, the father of the Jewish race, the physical prototype. Two, the father or spiritual prototype for eternal salvation, and the prototype for spiritual maturity. And then the prepositional phrase, an akrobustia. This is beautiful Greek. An akrobustia functions as an adjective modifying the noun pistis, faith. How do we know that? Well, because if just look at your Greek there. You have taste, that's the definite article. That's the article that goes with pistis in the genitive pistos. That's the genitive of the article, goes the genitive of pistis, which is pistos. Now, right after the definite article, you have a prepositional phrase. And akrobustia. So, and then you have pistos. So, here's the definite article that goes with pistis. But in between the definite article and the noun is a prepositional phrase, which means that prepositional phrase is an adjective modifying pistis. So literally, and this beautiful literally, it says, the in the state of being uncircumcised faith.
Isn't that great?
Go ahead, rattle, go up and down, and you hear something rattling in there. The in the state of being uncircumcised faith. I mean, this is so beautiful. It makes it so clear. Corrected translation. And the father of circumcision to the ones who are not only of the circumcision, the Jews, but the ones who also follow in the footsteps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had while in the state of being uncircumcised, that is, as a Gentile. Well, now we've finished the exegesis of verses 9 through 12. We need to pull it all together. We're not going to pull it all together next week, though. Next week is Easter, and we're going to be studying Simeon, the greatest miracle, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that, we'll pull this all together, all right? With our heads bowed. Father, we're always amazed at your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.